This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us today. Earth Day marks its 41st year today. Senator and Wisconsin native Gaylord Nelson first championed the idea of dedicating a day each year to raise awareness and action to solve the environmental challenges facing our planet. On our Earth Day theme show today, we'll hear about a book for young readers about Senator Nelson, and we'll hear an Earth Day poem. But first, WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz joins us. She unearthed a Wauwatosa resident who embraces environmental awareness to her core. We meet Heather Zadek at Washington Elementary School. She's in the middle of teaching a bunch of squirmy 9-year-olds about one of nature's best composters, worms.
Now I want to talk for a few minutes about worm facts.
Heather Zadek knows a thing or two about worms, like the fact that they have 5 hearts.
Yeah, you can tell somebody this. The 5 hearts don't look like our hearts. They're like little rings. They're called pumping vessels, but essentially they're like hearts because they pump the blood through the worm's body, and they have blood just like we do.
And?
Who thinks a worm is a composting worm is a boy? Raise your hand. What about a girl? What about both? Neither. Neither? Like snails? Okay, actually, a composting worm, all worms are both. They are both boy and girl.
Zadek definitely shifts the kids' attention to the big moment.
Okay, so who wants a little worm?
Small palms shoot out to accept Zydek's red wriggler earthworms.
Everybody stay in your seats and be gentle with these worms because they're living creatures.
Tiny.
That's a little baby.
Have you ever held a worm before?
No.
Is it wiggly or is it holding still?
It's wiggly.
Mine's wiggly.
No. What color is that?
Sort of orangish, reddish.
Worms don't bite because they don't have teeth.
Worms in hand, the kids gather around a 20-gallon plastic container that's about to become a worm factory.
What's the first thing that goes in? Does anyone remember?
Gravel. Followed by a layer of burlap, then what Zadek calls bedding.
Coconut fiber, remember the shredded coconut?
Zadek adds in worm food, fresh from Washington Elementary's teacher lounge and lunchroom.
It's coffee grounds, it's lettuce from your cafeteria, there's some broccoli in there. Now I'm going to put the worms. Here, step aside if you need to put your worm in.
The kids release theirs into the bin before Zadek tops it all off with a layer of shredded newspaper.
No. The newspaper is to keep everything covered so that we can have some extra protection to make sure that flies don't come, because like I said, we don't want...
With that, the kids pour out of the room, leaving Zadek to tidy up the classroom.
It's like being a mother on steroids, really.
Don't get me wrong, Zadek lives for this stuff.
And that, I think, is a product of me being a child of the 90s, a teen of the 90s. Eco-consciousness became a thing, you know, like a trendy thing. And as a teenager, you know, I kind of got caught up in it, you know, the don't use aerosol, you know, all that stuff. You know, love your mother shirts. I had one of those when I was 16. I was really excited about being a little environmentalist. But really started to pick up steam when in my 20s, I started doing some social justice reporting for a niche national magazine, and I was asked to be their online social justice section editor and exploring poverty, homelessness, AIDS, you know, all the things you would typically associate with justice or social justice issues. And then environmentalism started to kind of pop up on the social justice, list, because it is a social justice issue when people are, especially when you're talking about pollutants, there are people living in parts of the world that, like, for example, on coffee plantations where they're not only not receiving fair wages, but they're also being exposed to very, you know, toxic pesticides. So that became an issue for me, too, as a person interested in social justice.
Though she earned a bachelor's in public relations and a master's in journalism, Zadek has always loved exploring nature.
And I started to fall in love with insects, and so I think all these different parts of my life, from journalism to, you know, my spiritual life. And so because of that and because of my belief that ecosystems are fragile and there are creatures that depend upon each other, I just feel passionately about protecting that.
Worms, she says, came last. She learned about them on a reporting assignment.
And I was like, so they keep a box of worms in their kitchen and that eats their garbage. That sounds so cool.
Just one problem.
crawly, slimy stuff. I don't like them touching me. So how can I have worms in my house and not touch them? Well, obviously I've gotten over that. But, you know, at the time I wasn't really too keen on the idea of actually touching worms, but I loved the concept. So I decided, I did some searching online, found a video that was really great. So I used her instructions. I bought a plastic tote, like Rubbermaid or whatever, and used a drill and drilled holes into it for ventilation. I put the gravel at the bottom, and I did almost exactly what I taught the kids to do.
What followed was 3.5 years of intensive learning. Zaida cultivated her maiden worm bin in the kitchen, but had a setback when she moved it outside for the winter and all the worms died.
After that, I'd figured that if I'm ever going, I'm going to try everything I can to deter fungus gnats, because they've been my nemesis for a long time. If you look closely at a houseplant, you'll often see these little flies buzzing around. Those are fungus gnats, and they just love eating that same stuff that worms love, which is rotting leaves. And so even if you're very careful about burying everything, they love the same, they need this just about the same moisture level as worms for their eggs and their larvae. So it's really hard to deter them, but what I do is I just try to double bed. So I switched to coir, which is, I was using peat moss as a bedding, and that's acidic.
This is a high-energy, 5'2½, 34-year-old mother. Oh, she also teaches journalism and English courses on the side. How does she do it?
I'm trying desperately to fit all these things in, and did I mention I have 3 daughters? But I believe in taking action, so I think it's because, you know, for a long time when I was in my 20s, I was a writer. And, you know, when you can easily, especially in the kind of writing I was doing in social justice, there's, you know, a tendency to talk a lot about why people should do things. But it's not as easy to actually go out and make changes in your life. You know, I have the kind of lifestyle now where pontificating about things just doesn't happen that much anymore. It's about getting things done. You know, helping people to make those baby steps toward a realistic transition into a new way. I don't necessarily know what that new way is. I don't have clear vision about, you know, of the future or anything, but I know there are certain things we can do now that are not that hard to do if we just make one simple change here and then one simple change there. Over time, that starts to make a difference. And that's what makes me excited when people realize, ordinary people, not radical activists, you know, they're important too. And I've been one of those people, so I can understand that position as well. But I come from a family where, you know, most of my family members and friends aren't radical activists. And I want them to see that they can make what they might have perceived to be radical changes with relative painlessness and make a difference. That makes me happy. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but...
Have you had effect on your family, your own family yet?
A little bit. I have, my family lives in Illinois, and I have been working with my dad 2 years ago. Actually, I helped him build some square foot gardens. I did the Three Sisters garden there. So corn, squash, and beans, pole beans. And it was great. I mean, they didn't necessarily can or anything, but they used the pumpkins for the grandchildren and for Halloween decorations. And so I think it's a start, you know. And I've been talking to my mom about having a worm bin in her basement. She is a city girl through and through, and she's I know she's not comfortable with the idea, but I had thought maybe it would be cool to, you know, find like 5 people that are city people that don't think they can, you know, be anywhere near creepy crawly creatures, and have them do a worm bin and see how it goes. And, you know, just to get people thinking that this is doable.
After all, Zydek is living proof you can overcome that creepy crawly aversion. She might try slipping a bin into her mom's basement next month as a little Mother's Day surprise.
If she would not disown me.
Today, Heather Zydek is inspecting her church's grounds, where she's planning to grow vegetables and, of course, nurture a batch of composting worms. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with Wauwatosa resident Heather Zydek. You'll find out more about her wormy work on our website, along with details of a celebration today at the Harley-Davidson Museum in honor of Earth Day. You'll also find a link about the beginnings of Earth Day there as well. Up next, a book for young readers profiles the Wisconsin senator who spearheaded the efforts to establish Earth Day 41 years ago. Lake Effect returns with that in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.